look out. Here comes Monsignor.
Welcome to the JDV Productions Podcast.
Trouble here on the front stretch. One car hard to the outside wall.
Interviews with the biggest stars.
Man, I can't give it up enough to this team, but especially Tommy Baldwin, man. I've had a lot of fun with him over the years, and it's just getting better.
Go behind the scenes. In-depth storytelling. Catch up on all things JDV.
Together, JVD Productions and Josh Mineta.
The JDV Productions Podcast.
Your champion.
Starts now.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the JDV Productions Podcast. I am Josh Vineda, your host, founder, and president of JDV Productions. And today, I am joined by the person who truly runs JDV Productions, Taylor Pelletier. Taylor, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, so happy to be here.
So Taylor has been with me for quite some time. She actually joined the team the day that my son was born. We'll get into that a little bit later. We've always had a special bond, but that's another area in which, our relationship always is special, given the fact that she started working for me the day that my son came into the world. But Taylor, tell our listeners, I know how you got involved in motorsports, and I imagine some others do, but tell the rest of the listeners how you got involved.
Yeah, so I was a young girl when I got involved in motorsports. No real family ties to racing, which I think makes my story a little bit more unique, but my aunt and uncle lived next door to Wayne Dion, who was a very well-known Seekonk Speedway driver from back in the day. And when I would go over their house, I would ask Wayne to see his car. He would let me sit in it. The first time he let me start it is when I was bit by the racing bug. It was all over after that. After that, we would just go to Seekonk Speedway probably close to five times a summer. It became more regular as I got older. I started to become a big fan. And then one day I told my dad, I said, I want to be a race car driver. And he's like, chick, we got no money for that. He's like, if you want to save up your own money, go for it. But until then, we'll just keep going to the races. So I kept every single card, whether it was a birthday card, Valentine's Day, any stupid card I would get with $5 in it, would throw it into a bank. And then I was around 14, almost 15 years old. I walked up to my dad with $1,500 and I said, let's go buy a race car. He could not believe it. He was shocked, absolutely shocked. So we went and bought a mini stock and we were the first car in the Sport 4 division, which is now a very large division at Seekonk Speedway. We were the very first car there. Super proud of that. Eventually graduated to sport trucks over the year for a little bit more of a competitive edge. I love the trucks. I've got a big soft spot for the trucks. And I love watching Jake and his truck travel and go back home to Seekonk, and he's doing really well. So happy to hear about that. And then I started working in racing. I went to college for sport management and marketing, and I started working in the marketing department at Seekonk Speedway. Eventually moved over to Thompson to work in mostly events with some marketing. We had some fun with Bullring Bash, and now here we are with JDV Productions. So I've been in a lot of different seats in the sport.
You have, yeah. It's and you're right. I mean, I hadn't thought of it about you racing trucks, and now obviously my brother racing trucks going for the championship here in a couple of weeks at Seekonk. So talk about, you bring a unique perspective, and I raced very briefly, as most of our listeners know, and I hated it, but I do love the sport, and I felt as if I have a place in it. And so I put my organizational and administrative gifts to use by promoting them. So, but you have a very unique perspective, which I value as a former racer and somebody who owns a car. How does that perspective inform the work that you do and the counsel you give at JDV Productions?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what makes our organization unique as a whole, is we do have some of those different perspectives. And I think that sometimes having that perspective and listening to that perspective can really influence some of the decisions that we make and how we move in the industry. I think that allowing the perspective to come in and really dictate why we do and how we do what we do helps everyone understand that we are doing this for the industry. We're not just doing this to do this. We're not just doing this to make money, because if anyone actually knows what it looks like on this end, there's not a ton of money in this industry, in this sport, but it's fun and it's passionate and people love what we do, and we share that with the other side of everyone. And I don't think that is very well communicated when it comes to tracks and promoters groups. I think that we bring that unique perspective, and I can provide counsel in saying, hey, if we put something out that looks like this, or if we're putting this schedule out, this might not be favored by drivers and car owners or the fans that are going to the track. Let's look at it from this perspective. And we use that. We use that to move forward in JDB Productions. That's something that I'm really proud to be able to give. And I know my husband is very happy to be able to give as well.
I sometimes hear Eric's comments through you, so I'm grateful for him as well. So we have an interesting story of how we actually began working together. Not widely known, and I think that anybody who finds out the real story probably thinks I, at least at the beginning, I'm an idiot. I look very smart now, but I was probably, they probably think at the beginning I was an idiot. So tell everyone why I could be criticized as being a moron.
Hey, it's all good now. Look at where we're at now. It's all fine now. But it started back when I was in college. I went to Nichols College, and I was nearing the end of my degrees. Needed to get some work in the field that I was looking to work in afterwards. And of course, for me, that was motorsports. There was no question about it. Wanted to do something in marketing or events. Wasn't quite sure, but I know I wanted to be there. I was still racing at Seekonk Speedway in my sport truck. So I was trying to avoid working there at the time because I wanted to finish out the season. And I had also heard about this really amazing project that was going on at Thompson Speedway with the build of the road course. This is all when the inception of the road course coming back to Thompson was happening. At the same time, there was an announcement that Josh Vaneda was taking over as general manager. And I knew the Vaneda family through racing at Seekonk. I had been friendly with Jake and the teams that he was working with and driving with at the time. So I was like, oh, great. I'll talk to Josh. I'll see if there's any opportunity for any kind of work there or a project. So I reached out a couple of times. I think I emailed and reached out about talking about any opportunities to work, even just part-time or administrative, didn't even want to get paid, just wanted some hours to get some experience under my belt. We met once or twice. I know I brought some classmates there for a project that we were doing. We did an interview with you. I remember that. Mm-hmm. The road course wasn't even done yet. I think we were sitting in the guest registration building doing that interview. The temporary office. And I think what ended up happening was there was just no room at the time. I know they had someone in the college already there, and she was the one who was like, I'll try to get you in. But there was no room at the time. So I went to Seekonk. I ended up working in the marketing department, interning there for a year. And then I worked in the marketing department for a year there at Seekonk. And then when my time ended there, I was like, there's still something about Thompson Speedway that I absolutely love. The history of that place, everything that it stands for in the motorsports industry. And I just reached out to Josh randomly one day to let him know, like, hey, I'm no longer with Seekonk. I'm looking for some more work in motorsports, part-time or full-time, just looking for something to keep my feet wet in the industry. And at the same time, they had just lost somebody, and the timing worked out really well to slide in as the event administrator. And that's kind of how I got there. And then my first day, I texted Josh because there was snow on the ground and I had no idea how to get into the facility, because it's like a maze when you first go there in the winter. There's a bunch of gates that are open, but there's snow covering it. So you don't really know how to get into the pro shop at that point. So I'm trying to text and call Josh with no answer, wondering why my new boss is not answering me. So I finally called Speedway. Scott Mayo answered the phone and told me how to get in, and told me that you were at the hospital getting ready for your baby. So it was a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. Certainly God has hand in that one, I think, but beautiful. So you've been with me since the beginning, as you now basically told everybody, from the time that we worked together at Thompson, and we the Hennig family renovated the road course, and then we really managed the property. You know, there is so much history there as the first purpose-built road course in the U.S. And then, the first paved oval dating back to 1940, following the great hurricane that swept through. And now we are going to be taking over the operations at Monadnock Speedway, track that was paved and opened in 1971. While our listeners will be listening to this, it will have been repaved for the first time in its history. And we'll be taking over in 2024 with a new vision and a new asphalt. there. So talk about a little bit, Taylor, of what you think makes JDD Productions special.
There's so much that makes this organization special. First and foremost, I think hands down the product that we bring to the table is we really stand by our motto of the national quality events at the regional level. We bring the fire every time we have an event. We don't take any event to be, oh, that's an easy event, we'll just sweep it under the rug and get through it. Now, every single event that we put on is so meticulously thought through, from pre-race ceremonies to what you see when you first enter the track, the lineup of the day, everything is so strategically thought through and has a reason behind it. The production level is insane. We like to align ourselves with people who bring that same energy, and because we surround ourselves with that, no matter where we go, you can expect that really high national quality. So I think that's the first thing that makes us special, and with our consistency with it. But I think the second thing is just our team. I love our team so much, and I think people can see that. We all get along. We're family. JDD Productions, everyone that's here is like family. And I think, at least this is what I like to think, when you see us at the track, we're typically all smiling and happy and there to be with each other and happy to assist and step in where we need to step in, because at the end of the day, we're all aligned to the same goals and we're all trying to achieve the same thing by bringing that amazing event to the racers, to the fans, to the region. And because we all have that same goal in line, we all move in one big consistent motion to really get there. I just really think JDD Productions is special in general, for the high quality events that we have and the team that we bring. We're very lucky, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
There is a good group. I mean, and I think you're right. I think our alignment is well above average, and everyone believes in the mission. And you know, I mean, I run, and I'm not bashful about this. I run my race events like I was the race fan. And if I was the race fan, and I'm probably one of the most impatient ones on the planet, I don't want downtime. And so a lot of that has to do with efficiency, and I want to be entertained. And I think, you know, one particular person really has elevated the game in that since we formally started JDD Productions is Andy Austin. We brought him on after Beech Ridge Motor Speedway closed. And I told him I didn't want him to be just an announcer. I wanted him to be the master of ceremonies. And he has embraced that. And the comments we've received, I mean, I think he's really in that particular area helped to bring our vision to life and to put it into action. And there are countless other people who no one even knows behind the scenes that just do, you know, a great job. But yeah, I do think that's part of what makes us, what makes the magic. So you started out mainly in operations, but marketing has become your passion. And something that you're really leaning into, and you're going to be spearheading the marketing efforts at Monadnock Speedway beginning in 2024. So share with the listeners a little bit about what your vision is for elevating the marketing and promotions as we come into our first season at Mad Dog.
Yeah, this is a really exciting time, particularly for me, because I've never been able to work with kind of like a blank canvas coming in and being able to really reshape something. And I really see the insane potential and the quirkiness of the track in the area and the type of people over there. They're so passionate for what they do, and they love the sport so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to be able to dive into those stories and really amplify them, get them out there, tell everybody about this driver and the six shooters, what the family history is, or what number in line driver they are in their family. They could be fourth generation. Like, those stories are there, and they're not out there for people to consume yet. And I'm really excited to be able to help put those stories out there to really promote not just the racing and the facility, but the people that make that up. Because it's one thing to have a venue and to market a venue. That's fine. That's something that I could probably do in my sleep at this point, but it's telling the stories of what makes that place special, which comes down to the people that are there and the atmosphere there, that I'm most excited to be able to do.
I think that's right. I think it's elevating the teams that compete there regularly in the battles that happen. You know, the modifieds are a great example. the Nastra Modifieds, which we will be renaming going into 2024. The point battle was came down to the last race, and it was 2 point separation between the point leader and second place. So, you know, Nate Wentzel ended up winning that battle, and he's going to be on the podcast next week. He did a great job, but there were some really amazing stories. And his brother Tim just won his second consecutive championship. So it's these types of stories that we elevate and we tell the stories of. You know, when somebody shows up on Saturday, they might have come just right from their job being a day laborer for a construction company or an IT programmer or whatever the case may be. These are real people with extraordinary stories that we have every intention on not only telling but amplifying, because, you know, the modified tour races, which we've done, we're huge supporters of the modified tour, fantastic. But the modified tour is going to leave Monadnock Speedway and go race at the next venue on their circuit. Whereas our house divisions, they're going to be there every Saturday night. And they're going to be the people that the folks in the grandstands are cheering for. And so I think that that's one of the biggest things that we're going to do to elevate. And we're going to also bring energy. You know, we're going to bring that, we're going to bring that big event feel. Every time those gates swing open, it's a special event. It's not, there's no such thing as a regular event with JDB Productions.
It's really creating that product, that weekly product that even just the racers are really proud and excited to be a part of. I know from being in that driver's shoes sometimes, I know that you can get really annoyed with the facility that you race at. Sometimes I get it. It's part of the sport. You could be really annoyed with your competitors, or you could just not be having a good season. We don't want to aid to any of that. We want you to be really excited and happy to show up at the track every week, and being able to successfully promote the Speedway as well as the people that make this product up is really important to that.
It is. So one of the things I think that also makes us really special are our trophies. You know, and with all the credit due to you know, Scott Tapley. Scott had, when he and I worked together at Thompson, he formed a lot of my ideas about promotion. And, you know, interestingly enough, that came in large part from his own, you know, time as a car chief for Kobelak on what is now the ARCA East Series. But, you know, Scott was really insightful, and he challenged me during my time there to continue to elevate and to promote in different ways. And so one of the areas where you really have leaned in and adopted that is in the trophies that we choose for our events. And I tell everyone that I have nothing to do with those, you know, and sometimes Taylor won't even show them to me until we get to the racetrack. So, talk about what goes into that process.
Oh, it is my favorite thing to do to this day. Everyone asks me, what's your favorite thing to do when it comes to working in racing? And just because I've had the opportunity for so long now to come up with these concepts and ideas and marry it into the event theme or kind of what we're working on, for me, it's marketing, right? It comes back to the creative idea and the marketing and promotions of the event. So Josh comes up with the theme. He tells us this is what we're working on, whether it's the Granite State Derby that has the Kentucky Derby theme, or we were doing the Jennerstown Salute that had that really patriotic Memorial Day theme, the Duel at the Dog, which the most infamous trophies ever are those Bulldog trophies. I just take whatever theme that Josh comes to me with and I run with it within my constraints that I work with him on, but I run with the idea. And I've been historically using Critical Signs down in Waterford, Connecticut. Sean and Jen Monahan I will come to them with these crazy ideas and they just do it. They just help me take my idea and create it and make it so special and something so important that the drivers want to take home. They see that hardware and they're like, all right, cool. Yeah, I want to win the race, but I want to take that home. And it's not just one of those column trophies that you get a bunch of and they're in a box or on a wall. This is one that you display. Like all of these trophies, you take this trophy home and you're putting it on a display piece because there's either lights on it or it's an animal or it moves or it does something crazy. It's just that piece that you put up there and you're like, I remember that race. Like it helps you remember the race and it's really an ode to the theme of the race. So I love being able to go from conception to handing it to them in victory lane, I think it's one of the most special things I've been able to do so far. And it started back in Icebreaker. Do you remember how that started?
I do.
He looked at me and he was like, we need themed trophies because I don't want to do columns anymore. This is my first project, first major project you had ever given me at Thompson, actually.
Yeah, and we had some cool ones. I mean, one time we had a miniature golf club for the Thompson 125. We had some cups for the Bud King of Beers 150 with some Bud that was in there. Those were fun. I do think the Bulldog Trophy is infamous. And, you know, Doug Kobe said in one of his interviews that, we realized that they actually don't race for the money. They're racing for the trophies. And, you know, with all the credit to Scott for really instigating that idea in my own mind, you have taken that and really run with it. And we do have what are some of certainly the coolest trophies on the tour. And we will bring those to Monadnock in 2024 as well. So talk about, with reference to 2024, we made the announcement about 2 or 3 weeks ago that we had struck a deal with Norm Wren to begin operating the track in 2024. Since then, we've met with the team several times. We've announced our divisional lineups. What are some of the other things that we're going to be working on over the next, say, 3 or 4 months?
So the off season is never really the off season when you're on this side of it. I know that goes for the racers too, with the prepping of the cars, but when it comes to an actual organizational standpoint, Q4 is pretty important, especially when it comes to running a track, because it's putting the schedule out. It is selling reserved spots and number registrations and getting promotional materials together. And there's just so much that happens between now and the start of the year. Because when that clock turns to 2024, everyone's like, okay, it's game time. It's time to go. And if we're not prepared on our side with easily being able to go online and seeing our schedule or pre-buying season passes or registering your number, then we're setting everyone up for failure going into that season. So being super prepared, and over the next couple of months, everyone will start to see everything start to come out. It might feel early, but for us, it'll never be early enough. Being able to get out there and have everyone as prepared as possible, I think just makes it that much better. When we open the gates, everyone just feels calm and prepared for the most part.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the communication eliminates a lot of anxiety and confusion. And the reason we are so early and advanced on everything is so everybody can get prepared. And then there is a lot of devil in the details to execute at national quality. For instance, the trophies, we need bandwidth to be able to think about that. If we're worried about the trophies 3 days before the race or a week before the race, we're delivering column trophies, which is unacceptable to me. And there are other things, for example, the full Jennerstown Salutes program, or the program that we did as part of the Granite State Derby this year at Lee, that takes an extraordinary amount of coordination. In 2021, when we had the dual Blackhawk helicopter flyover at Jennerstown, that was one of only two flyovers in the history of the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour. And those things, they just don't happen. You don't call and ask the FAA for a permit, a week before the race. And so being as proactive as possible allows us to focus our energy on those finishing details that we've become known for. So those are some of the things we'll work on by way of reference. I did announce at the driver's meeting to the teams that we'll have the 2024 schedule out on October the 16th. The next day, season passes, reserved spots will go on sale as well. So you can keep an eye out for that, as well as number renewals. You'll be able to renew your number from 2023 into 2024, and we'll hold those numbers until the 1st of December. So a lot of exciting things as it relates to 2024 for JDV Productions. We're looking forward to it, and none of it could happen without Taylor and the rest of the great team that we have here at JDV. So Taylor, thanks for being on the podcast. People don't get to see you very often, but now they at least know some of the things that you work on and the magic that you bring.
Thanks. Really excited to be on the side of it. And I'm really excited to see everyone at Monadnock in 2024. We've got some really exciting plans. So mark your calendars now, Saturday night, Monadnock Speedway. We'll see you there.
Well, I'm not going to end with anything else besides that. She said it all. Saturday night's Monadnock Speedway. Keep your eyes out for the schedule on October the 16th. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the JDV Productions podcast. Thanks for listening.